Today on the first part of the morning show, we're here to talk about a special fundraiser coming up and a great organization in the area. And we're going to talk about Kiwanis, first of all. We're also going to talk about kinship. The two go hand in hand. And I have in the studio today, I was trying to think of the number of appearances on the morning show for all of these fine folks. Michelle Nolan-Karras, Peggy Olive is here, Kathy Cooper, and Steve Kolstad. You might have the record for a number of times on the show. I'm not sure, Steve.
I don't think they give anything for that, Phil. No,
well, not
trophy,
yet. Not
nothing
yet.
Like that. But maybe you've got that, in your records someplace, that type of thing. So, but thanks for having us on today. And the reason that we're on is we're having a spaghetti supper. It's a fundraiser that the Kiwanis Club is putting on Monday, and that's April 15th. It starts at 4:30 in the afternoon, goes to 7 o'clock. It's going to be at the Phoenix Center, and it's a goodwill offering. But the reason we're doing this is we're doing it for kinship, another really great organization in our community that does a lot of great stuff for families and kids in our particular community. And we've been doing this for a number of years, this designated spaghetti supper, for a number of reasons. First of all, recognizing some really great work that's being done in our community. But also, they have the same type of mission that the Kiwanis Club has, which is serving the families and youth in our particular community. So I think it's really appropriate that we talk about those type of things today and just encourage people to come out and enjoy a meal. It's a goodwill offering. So here's your opportunity to throw a few bucks in the kitty and just feed as many people as you want and socialize to your heart's desire, that type of thing, and really build some community.
Your mission is very similar to the kinship mission, isn't it?
It is. It is. And, you know, I can let Kathy talk about that. She is the president. I'm just kind of the mouthpiece, you know, that type of thing. I'm one of those shy individuals that doesn't speak too well, that type of thing. But she is the president.
Indeed. Kathy, let's talk about the mission of this.
The mission of the Kiwanis is serving the children of the world. And so we, that's kind of what drew me into Kiwanis number of years ago. And there's most of the projects we do deal with helping with kids. We have the backpack project we have where the coats, mm-hmm. help kids get coats for the winter, those sorts of things. And all our fundraisers just mostly go for those projects and some other little ones along the way. But those are our two main projects. And it's because we want to help kids. You know, there's a lot of, you know, some families don't have what they need. And if we can help kids get a start, keep warm during the winter, go to school with a backpack full of supplies, and they feel like every other kid, that's what we want.
You had overwhelming response last year, didn't you?
Yes, yes. We had, I don't know how many backpacks we filled.
Actually, we filled about 150 backpacks. We served 75 different families, and then we actually gave out 130 coats this winter.
Hmm.
So, you know, the need for coats and backpacks, and we can talk about youth baseball, softball. We can talk about some of the science projects for kids that we fund, that type of thing. But again, comes back to our families, our kids in the community. How do we best serve them? Now, we can't actually fund everything because we're a really small club and always looking for some other people to step up and saying, God, we'd like to do that with you. But on the other hand, we try and do the best we can.
You're the president, Kathy. You always like to see more membership, I'm sure, wouldn't you?
Oh, definitely. Actually, my son was in Key Club as a student. Now he is a member of our club. So, and hopefully I'll get my daughter to join and, you know, because just, I think it's good for people to get involved. And it can be a little involvement. It could be helping, you know, help us at the fundraiser. You know, you help clean off tables or serve or help people take food back to their where they're sitting. Or it could be, hey, we're at the fairgrounds, you know, we're doing the concessions for the rodeo or for the fair, and hey, I can come work a couple hours, and you know, it doesn't have to be a big commitment. It can be just, you know, a couple hours here and there would everything helps.
Yeah, fundraisers through the year as well, but this is one of the first ones, isn't it?
Yes, and this one we designate to a group or somebody that needs help for the kids. I think our first one was we had the fundraiser for two boys in the community, families of the two boys in the community that had major health issues that came up that were, you know, Ben Hipsch and Gavin Gokenauer that had some really, last year it was the union. We helped them to help them get started. And this year Kinship came to us and we said, this is a really good chance to help kids too, mm-hmm. without, you know.
So you've tied into other organizations. And I know the union, they're kind of off and running with some big deals in the community, aren't
yes,
they?
And I think it's good.
Mm-hmm. Very much. Well, let's let Kinship speak a little bit. How about that? We turn it over to the other side of the room. Michelle Nolan Karras and Peggy Olive are here. Michelle, let's talk a little bit again about the mission of Kinship for people that may not know.
Well, I always compare Kinship to Big Brothers Big Sisters, because that's really what it's like. We match up caring adult volunteers with kids in the community who need a little extra attention. And there really aren't many guidelines. The kids have to live in Richland County, be between the ages of 5 and 17, and that's about it. There's no income guidelines, nothing. It's just that kids tend to do better if they have a grown-up who's interested in them just for no reason. The volunteers don't get paid. They're not babysitters. They are friends, potential friends, and it often works out that way. It's really exciting. We've been around for about 35 years, and we're very small also. At our peak, we had about 30 matches, but after COVID, really cut into things. We'll have about 10 now in the next few months. So it's still significant for those 10 kids and their mentors. It means a lot.
How do youth get involved? How do you become aware of them for Kinship? Is it referral from teachers or from area community organizations, or how does that work?
It can be any of those things. Sometimes it's churches, sometimes it's social services, teachers, parents, grandparents, whoever cares about kids. And the volunteers, it's the same thing. They don't have to live in Richland County, but they have to have, our goal is to spend an hour a week at least for a year. And so they have to have a little extra time. And not everybody has that. So it's a big commitment.
Peggy, why are you involved in the organization?
I am back on the Kinship Board as of this year, and I was on the Kinship Board when I worked at the Richland County UW Extension Office back at the turn of the century. this latest century, just to be clear, not the last century.
You make it seem like so long ago.
Yes, late 1900s. So I'm delighted. I recently retired. I'm back, delighted to be back on the board, and tried to kind of jump right in to support the organization where I can.
Indeed. And so you've been able to help out a little bit. Do you have a position with the Kinship Board then?
No, I've been ducking low. So I've been to one Kinship Board meeting. So we have a great slate of officers right now. And it's been terrific to meet. We have several of the Kinship mentors on the board. There's one previous mentee. So a child who was mentored, who, you know, is now in her 20s and back in the board. That's just terrific to see the impact. And it was really interesting rejoining the board, because getting to know some of the mentors I knew back in, you know, the early 2000s, they've kept in touch with the kids that they've mentored. Several of them are out in the workforce. Some have gone to college, and they're still, you know, keep in touch and aren't close. And just watching the impact that these individuals have had on the kids' lives is just tremendous.
Is that rewarding to have someone who was mentored and all of a sudden, you know, life goes full circle and they're on the board?
Yeah, absolutely. I am not a mentor myself. I watch these mentors. I don't quite have as much energy as they have. You know, they're out there going to the Kinship bowling party and the Kinship roller skating party. But it's just terrific seeing how the kids are interacting with mentors almost like another grandparent. And we know families are so spread out these days. They may not have extended family members or grandparents or aunts or uncles. So it really helps to provide that extra support.
Michelle, certainly if somebody wants to mentor, you know, maybe it's just a day a week or a month, or what's the commitment like?
Well, as I told you, we shoot for like an hour a week for a year, but a lot of the mentors live quite a distance from the kids. And so it's up to the mentor and the families to make the schedule. Some of them meet like for a couple hours every other week or once a month, whatever works for them. They're kind of on their own. There's, excuse me, not a lot of oversight in, you know, regards to anything except screening the mentors and kind of making sure things are going okay.
So. If you're thinking about mentoring, you know, do you have to have a certain area of expertise, or is it just spending some time with them?
Yep, it's just spending time and caring about the children. That's really, really all we ask, and that you have to pass a background check and have some references and go through an interview, but then you're good to go.
This day and age, certainly, it may not be anything as far as a troubled home. It could just be, I mean, people are busy, you know, parents work on the road and things like that. You probably see that too, don't you?
It's true. Historically, we've had sort of an emphasis on single-parent families, but that is no longer true. And we have, it's more casual now, I'd say. And I think it's a little easier for the mentors and more rewarding, because sometimes things got a little hairy, and we're not professionals. We're just volunteers.
Okay. So. Peggy, what are some of the benefits that you can see for area youth that are involved in this?
As Michelle was saying earlier, it's just a terrific opportunity for the area youth to know that there are other caring adults in the community, adults who are choosing to spend their time with that child and giving some undivided attention. And it's also nice, so many of the mentors really like to foster what the kids are interested in. I know sometimes if they have a young girl or even a boy, they might be interested in baking and making cookies, or else learning how to fish or learning how to garden or doing other activities that, you know, a mentor might be doing anyway. And now they're teaching kind of that next generation, a younger generation, to have a new hobby and a new interest. And I mean, I've seen, unfortunately, over the past decades, where a few kids were not quite ready for mentoring. You know, they just were not interested. And I'm sad to say, because we have such a small community, seeing those kids, you know, maybe ran into some trouble down the road. So I can just see firsthand the difference that having another adult to check in can make for some of these kids.
Less likely to get involved in some bad stuff, as you mentioned.
Oh, yes. Yeah, wow. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. As you look at the benefits for mentors, Michelle, any idea, you know, from that standpoint, what the mentors get out of it?
Well, excuse me, I think it's mutually beneficial. The mentors, I'll be honest, most of them are retired, but they do have the energy, and they do have the commitment and, you know, the time. And it's very rewarding. In fact, this is volunteer month. And Peggy had this wonderful idea about how our volunteers could attend the spaghetti supper with their mentees. And so it's not just, you know, a benefit for fundraising. It's also a benefit for, we do these group activities. And it's a really cool thing to do and sort of have other kids and grown-ups see what we're doing. So,
yeah, I could see that being a great benefit, just taking the student along with you in just normal family activities, right?
Exactly. Yep.
Do you do anything else during the year in terms of fundraising, or do you tie in with any other groups?
Yes, we do.
We do have a few fundraisers on our calendar after Monday's spaghetti supper. For example, we have the annual Brat Barn sale. That's Saturday, May 18th. So we do the Brat Barn.
At Walsh's.
At Walsh's. Okay. It's also Armed Forces Day. So if you want to honor a veteran in your life, come on out, buy him a brat. And then we also do the traditional Culver's Family Night. That's Wednesday, September 4th from 4 to 8. So where the proceeds will be going to Kinship, if people come out and eat at Culver's that night. So it's also a chance for mentors to go out, you know, and help out at a fundraising activity and share a meal with their child, too.
Are there some areas people can go to, social media sites and things like that, where they can find out more, Michelle?
Yes, we do have a Facebook page, and actually I'm not very good at it. So a couple of the mentors are good at it, and they're helping me, and it's really nice. So you can actually see pictures now. So that's one option. Otherwise, our webpage is kind of prehistoric, but we have a... Do you want our contact information?
Absolutely. Can somebody just old-fashioned pick up the phone and call you?
Yes, that's what I was going to get at. Okay, so our voicemail is 608-475-2886, and we'll get right back to you. Otherwise, you can contact us by email at kinshiprc@gmail.com, and we'll get right back to you. I check that every day, so...
Great. So good to have you in. And it's a good tie-in with everything that Kiwanis does and stands for, Steve.
Yeah, it's a great tie-in. I mean, we're all volunteers, too. And you're right. April is Volunteer Month. I think there's some reason we pick that particular month to have this, continually. But having said that, if you're interested in learning more about kingship, come out to the Spaghetti Supper on Monday night. Enjoy a meal, goodwill offering, ask some questions, meet some people who are doing it. I have relatives who have been mentors before. They had a great experience with it until their schedules, as people imply, get so busy with their own kids, it's tough. But there's always opportunities in this community to help kids out, and mentoring is a great opportunity. So this Monday night at the Phoenix Center from 4:30 until 7 for a goodwill offering, you can get spaghetti and all kinds of information and support a really great organization. The Kiwanis Club will sponsor it. But they'll have people who are members, who are kingship members, who are helping us out, serving. We'll also have carryouts. If you want a carryout, just call the Phoenix Center and we'll rush them out to the car. You can come up and just pick it up. But again, a goodwill offering, and it's goodwill in the community.
Indeed. And do you need any volunteers on Monday night, Kathy?
We can always use volunteers. we're a small club. I think we're between less than 20 that does it all, and we're busy too, and sometimes people can come, and so we take any help. We get a lot of help from Key Club and Boy Scouts, because we help sponsor the Boy Scouts too. And so if you want to come and volunteer and learn about kinship, learn about Kiwanis, maybe there's one of them you're more interested in the other, you may want to join and help out, and both organizations would be willing to have people volunteer, members.
You mentioned Key Club, Kathy, too. That's still an active thing in our area high schools as well, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, Richland Center has a very active Key Club. They get involved in, and they do things with kids, too. I mean, I don't know if they still do, but they used to do some activities with some kids at some of the schools and the younger kids that, and maybe some of them that would have been part of kinship, too. So
you just got to do some tail twisting and get them to, be involved in your Kiwanis Club, too.
Yep. Don't
you? So,
yep.
Like you mentioned your kids are, too, right?
My son is. My daughter helps out, but she hasn't joined yet, but my son is a member.
Sure. Good deal. Anything else you would like to add over on this side of the room about kinship, Michelle?
I just want to thank the Kiwanis Club for having this idea. I think it's wonderful, and it's good to have exposure. And I just want to thank all our volunteers and including the radio station, because you've been so supportive. So
good deal. Peggy, anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, exactly what Michelle said. And I just wanted to let people know that all the proceeds for the kinship, we use them to sponsor different events. Like this winter already, there has been a roller skating party for the mentors and mentees. They've had a bowling party. Michelle is very, very part-time paid director. She does, way above and beyond and more volunteer time. So that's where we get our money and the proceeds that help go and support the different organizations. And they'll have a picnics and kayaking this summer. So come on out, have some spaghetti, and help support two great organizations.
You both are proud to be involved in this, I can tell. And the youth are our future, aren't they?
It's true.
Yep, very much. Thanks for coming in today. We appreciate that.
Thanks for having us.
And all you do. And Steve, we just want to make sure people are aware. Again, it's at the Phoenix Center, so people know where to go on Monday night, right?
Correct. Yep. We're looking for a nice turnout. And again, above the expense that we pay to the Phoenix Center for having the spaghetti supper, all the proceeds are going to go to Kingship. So come out, be generous, share a meal with somebody else, and learn a little more about your community.
Well, both of you have information tables there on Monday night, too, as well?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
People can learn about more. Steve, well, you can just talk to Steve. He's the information table. He's pointing fingers all around. He's delegating right now. Thanks for coming in here. Kathy, anything else you'd like to add?
No, not really. I guess if you're interested in helping out or becoming a member of one of these good organizations, both missions are helping the kids, and we can always use more. Both organizations could be volunteers.
Indeed. That's what it's all about. Kathy Cooper, president of Kiwanis, Steve Kolstad, and earlier Peggy Olive and Michelle Nolan Karras as well here on our morning show. We'll talk a little bit about some upcoming events going on with the area, and Mark Cupp will be here, Driftless area, and we'll talk about the Wisconsin Riverway Board as well next.